Our scripture verse is Matthew, the 5th chapter. You know, I had planned out a message a week ago about this being Super Bowl Sunday, and I was going to preach a sermon on keeping your eye on the prize and how hard it is to be the very best. And I had prepared that sermon. I was ready to give it. And on Monday, I was watching an interview. You know, I'm a big sports fan, especially football. And I watched, I was listening on the radio to an interview with Tony Romo, who is a quarterback for the Cowboys. And he's no longer the quarterback for the Cowboys because he got hurt. And this young rookie came in, did so well that he took his position. So they were asking him, "Tony, what motivates you to keep playing football now that you are not the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?" And he says, "My faith in God is what motivates me. I don't think about the past. God has a future for me," just like I was trying to tell Jerry there. "God has a plan for all of us." And Tony said, "First off, it's not about me, it's about the team. Whatever is the best for the team is what I want." That's very unselfish to feel that way. And I know some players may say that, but he felt that. I could see that he meant that. And he was saying, "What inspires me, what motivates me, is how God sees me." And I'm thinking, boy, that could preach, Tony. And I decided I'm going to preach it. I have raised 5 kids. I have coached football for 25 years. I've been a supervisor at work. I'm a pastor. I know there are a lot of ways to motivate people. I have seen pastors whose motivation is to literally scare the hell out of people. You know, that's their job, to tell them what hell is like. And I get that. I understand that. And some people need that. Listen, when John the Baptist was preaching, his sermons were always about repentance. Always about repentance. He was telling people, you've got to change. Even Jesus, when he was here, there were times that Jesus said straightforward, "Man, things have got to be different." Listen, he's talking to the disciples in Matthew, the 10th chapter. It won't be up here, but I was reading this verse. And Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he says this. He says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus laid it on the line many times. And a lot of people feel like the best way to motivate people is through guilt and fear and shaming them. It's just not my style. It really wasn't Jesus' style. When Jesus wanted to motivate somebody, he would encourage them. He would lift them up and tell them that listen, the things you made, the sins you have, those are yours, and they're yours, and you need to have forgiveness for them, but then you need to forget them and be the kind of person I see you as. In the scripture verses today, Jesus is talking to the disciples here. He's going to encourage them. He's going to motivate them. Listen, I'm in Matthew, the 5th chapter. I'm going to start in the first 14th verse. Jesus is talking to the disciples and he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Jesus is looking at his disciples and he says to them, "You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world." Really? These guys, this motley crew of farmers and fishermen and tax collectors in this little city, in this unforsaken country, Jesus is looking at them and he's saying to them, "You're the light of the world." Don't you know that had to set them back? I mean, that seemed absurd to them. It was strange that Jesus is looking at this group of men and he's the only one that can see it. God sees possibilities in these men. Jesus sees possibility in these men that they can't even see in themselves. Nobody else couldn't see it. They couldn't see it. Jesus saw it. Jesus knew what these men were going to do. They were going to change the world forever. They didn't know it. They probably didn't even believe it. But Jesus saw it in them. You can hear something really absurd. He's saying the same thing to you and me. He says, "We're this little church on the corner of Jim Miller and Day Street, this little handicapped church, is the light of the world." You may not have thought of yourself as that, but that's how Jesus sees you. When Jesus sees us, he sees our potential. He sees what we are able to do. We see what we've done in the past and just look at ourselves as failures many times. But Jesus was trying to inspire these disciples to see themselves. If you and I are going to be the light of the world. What does that mean for us? If we're the light of the world, we have a responsibility to shine that light on other people. Listen, that's what the light does. A lighthouse is not there for itself. A lighthouse is there so the ships can see the rocks that they can't see in the darkness, and so they don't wreck when they're coming close to the shore. That's what a lighthouse is for, to give direction. Listen, a light bulb that's not turned on doesn't produce any light. A light bulb is not there for decoration. There's a purpose for the light. It's to put out light. It's to shine. It's to get rid of the darkness. You know, a couple of weeks ago I told you everybody is scared of something. My fear is darkness. From the time I was a little kid, I didn't like darkness. When I slept in a room, I had a nightlight.
I love that.
To this day, I sleep with the TV on. I don't like darkness. I'll tell you, we went on a family vacation, the worst vacation I ever went on in my life. We went to New Mexico. My parents had this great idea, we'd go through Carlsbad Caverns. So we went through the caverns, we were walking there and looking at all the pretty rocks, and then the guy says, everybody stand up against the wall, and he turned the lights out. It was so dark, I couldn't see my hand right here. I literally peed on myself. I was so scared of that darkness. That was the darkest I had ever seen. When those lights came on, I made my parents take me out. Of course, I was embarrassed anyway. But I went and sat in the car while they finished. I don't like darkness. I want light. That's the purpose of us being the light to the world, is to get rid of the darkness that's in the world. To get rid of the darkness in people's lives. That's our purpose. That's why God called us. That's why He calls us the light of the world, so we can shine light on the darkness that this world has. You know, what a wonderful feeling you have when you feel like you made a difference. Don't you want, when you die, don't you want to think that this world may be a little better because you were in it? It's such a great feeling when we feel like we made a difference. That's what we want. We want to make a difference. We want to make a difference because we are different. We, as children of the King, we are different. We have a light in us. And we have a responsibility to shine that light so other people don't get lost, so other people can see their way, so they don't live in darkness. That's our responsibility as being the light of the world. Another thing that being the light of the world means, that we have something that nobody else has. We have something that the whole world needs. That thing is Jesus Christ. Our You can look at the country today and see that we are really a melting pot of all kinds of religions. And you know what? We can learn things from these other religions. But what's distinctive about being a Christian? What sets us different than anybody else is Jesus Christ. Our Savior left heaven to come down here and live among us. He died for us. He rose again. He's now in heaven again. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. That's what we have all these teachings that Jesus gave us. The story, the prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the rich young, have all these teachings that Jesus had. There is no peer to Jesus. There is no comparison to Jesus. The difference between Christianity and the other religions is that our God lives. Our God dwelt among us. He taught, he gave us lessons, and he lives inside of us. He expects us to carry on what he started, you know. Understand this about being the light of the world. We are not the light. We are a reflection of God's light. It's not about us. It's about him. He's the one that has the light, and we should just reflect that onto other people. You know, this is February, and it's, as Don talked about, month of love. When, if you look back and think about all the teachers that you have had through the many years that you've gone to school, and ones that I can remember that made a difference in my life are the teachers that loved me. See, when a teacher can love its student, then that teacher can see possibilities in that student nobody else sees. Mm-hmm. That teacher can see possibilities in that student that the student doesn't even see. And then you benefit from that because you get the encouragement of someone who loves you to tell you that you can do this thing or you can do that thing and encourage you to keep moving forward. Don't just stand still. Don't go backwards. Always moving forward. Accomplish things. And they do that because they love you. See, that's how Jesus wants us to be. That kind of love that we receive from Jesus is the kind of love that we're supposed to have for other people. We can pass that on. I don't think I'm being overly dramatic here when I tell you that there is a lot of darkness in the world right now. There are people who are lost. There are people who are confused. There are people who are angry. There are people who are bitter. There are people who have been deceived. And they're looking for life. they're looking for a light for them spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. So, do they see that light in us? Do they see, you know, sometimes our life, because we've been persecuted and put down so much, sometimes I think our light is kind of flickers, sometimes faintly. Sometimes because of our own weakness and our own unattentiveness, laziness, that our light is just barely going. But you know what? There's this light inside of it. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, if you are a born again Christian, there's a light in you. There's a light in you, and it wants to burn bright, and it wants to help people find their way out of the darkness. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to believe God when He says to you, "You're the light of the world." He sees that in you. Whether you see it or not, whether anybody else sees it or not, Jesus sees that in you. Believe that. You want Jesus to say to you, "You are the light of the world." That's how Jesus sees you. That's who you are. Receive that today. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Father, there have been so many things that have help put the light out in our life. So many failures. So many disappointments. Father, we have given up on ourselves and each other. And I'm sorry to say, God, we've given up on you. There are people in this world right now who have given up. That's not who we are. That's not who we are here today, Father. We have not given up. We're not giving up on ourselves. We're not going to give up on each other. We're going to love like you've instructed us to love. Father, we're going to be the person that you see us to be, because you have this light in us. It's not about us, it's about you. We are not the source of the light. You are. We are but a reflection of that light. Father, I just pray that there's people here today feel like their life has just grown dim. I encourage them today, Father. I want to speak to them today, Father. Their light is not out. There are things to be done. We can do great things, not because we're great, Father, but because you're great. Father, I just lift up this little church right here. Father, we want to make a difference. We want to be special because you're special. We want to show the love of Christ to every person we meet. We want to shine that light. We don't want to be angry and bitter and disappointed. We want to be the people who point to Christ, who says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Father, I just lift these people up to you today. And if there's any discouraged or people here today that have or maybe given up, Father, that they will come with up front. Let us pray with them today, Father. Encourage them. Speak blessings on them today, Father. Because you have not given up on them. Whether we give up on you or not, God, you never give up on us. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whatever God's calling you to do, God's